This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Now hiring signs keep cropping up all over farm country, especially in the last several months as the job market shifts with more businesses reopening. Wherever you go, there are jobs to fill. Every corner of farm country is impacted by our ongoing labor crisis, and it continues to be the leading concern I hear from farmers. The crops, the soil, and terrain might look different, but the story is the same. We cannot find enough workers, and we don't know how we'll keep the farm going if we don't have access to the help we need. It's hard not to be frustrated by this long-standing challenge, especially when I hear directly from the men and women struggling to fill jobs on their farms. However, these workforce shortages are nothing new for farmers and ranchers. Demand for H-2A visas has steadily increased over the last 10 years as farmers struggle to find employees in the U.S. to fill open positions on their farms. In fact, applications for H-2A positions on farms have tripled in the last decade, but that doesn't mean our guest worker program is working fine. The reality is, farmers who currently use the program do so because they have no other options, and those engaged in year-round agriculture, such as dairy or livestock production, aren't able to access the program due to outdated laws. Our guest worker program has been broken for decades, with farmers caught in the political crossfire of this complex issue. But unlike so many challenges in agriculture that are beyond our control, like weather and markets, this is a problem that can be solved. Like anything worth doing well, it might not be easy, but we can find a path forward. That's why the American Farm Bureau is working closely with the Senate to bring forward a bipartisan solution that finally resolves our agricultural labor-ish crisis. No one questioned agriculture being an essential industry last spring and summer as stores and shelves emptied. But keeping our farms and ranches running is critical in all seasons to protect our nation's food supply. It makes no sense to recognize agriculture is essential, but then fail to recognize agriculture's workforce is essential. Food only makes it to your dinner table when we have the help we need to raise and harvest it. Farmers need a guest worker program that allows them to hire workers for both seasonal and year-round farm work while keeping their businesses economically viable. We need an agricultural guest worker program that provides enough flexibility and access for all of agriculture. Farmers pay competitive wages for an honest day's work, but the reality is most domestic workers are not interested in farm jobs. Farm work is hard and often transitory. I regularly hear, well, if farmers would just pay more, they would get the workers they need. In fact, farm wages have increased disproportionately to farmers' share of the food dollar. For example, the adverse effect wage rate, the rate used to set wages for the H-2A program, has increased 20% nationally over the last 5 years. Meanwhile, revenues for fruits and nuts only increased 1%, and revenues for vegetables and melons declined by 5% in that same time. With margins so slim, farmers are finding it more and more difficult to remain viable. Farmers are also deeply concerned about the future of our current employees. On family farms, employees become like family. We must ensure the stability of our current workforce. Our broken immigration system has led to an increased rate of undocumented workers in agriculture and other industries. No one can turn back time. But we can give these hard workers the opportunity to make things right and gain legal status while continuing their important work in agriculture. It would be senseless and crippling to our food system to embrace an enforcement-only approach to immigration without fixing the guest worker program and providing a path forward for undocumented workers and their families. We cannot afford as an industry or as a nation to put off finally achieving meaningful immigration reform. If farmers can't fill the jobs on their farms, those now hiring signs will slowly change to for sale signs as production moves out of the U.S. We have seen great achievements for our farms and our nation when our leaders come across the aisle and work in bipartisan fashion. But it is also critical that any legislation from the Senate doesn't create more problems for farmers down the road. It's time for lawmakers to come to the table and find a real solution that finally gets this right for the security of our food supply, the jobs depending on our industry, and the sustainability of our farms and ranches. The American Farm Bureau Foundation's Market Intel is publishing a two-part series to highlight the agricultural losses that occurred in 2020 due to weather disasters. The first article in the series looks at the measurable production losses that occurred in 2020. The second article in the series will discuss the gaps and challenges in previous disaster aid legislation that leave producers unsupported when disaster strikes. Hurricanes, wildfires, and droughts. Oh my! Not only was 2020 defined by COVID-19-induced volatility, over 22 weather and climate disasters, each with damages reaching over $1 billion, hit the U.S. coast to coast last year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported that 2020 shattered a previous annual record of 16 individual billion-dollar weather events, which occurred in both 2011 and 2017. With over 262 lives lost and more than $96.4 billion in total economic damages, these disasters will haunt impacted communities for years to come. The most recent acreage report confirmed farmers have planted more corn and soybean acres this year compared to last. AFBF economist Shelby Myers outlines the data reported by USDA. Myers said USDA is estimating that corn planted area will be 92.7 million acres, which is up 2% compared to 2020. But it's also an increase of 1.6 million acres from what was first reported in the March Prospective Planting Report for corn acres. Soybean planted acres remain at the 87.6 million acres that was also reported in March, and that's up 5% from 2020. Myers also said the report indicates no major expansion of production despite rising prices for corn and soybeans. AFBF President Zippy Duvall commented on Friday on President Joe Biden's executive order addressing livestock markets and right to repair. AFBF notes President Biden's efforts to address several pressing issues facing America's farmers and ranchers comes at a time when many in the farm supply chain are frustrated, Duvall said in a statement. Growing concern about livestock market fairness is accelerated by the continued rise in grocery store meat prices, while ranchers struggle to break even on the cattle they raise, and poultry farmers being locked into agreements with very little recourse if they're underpaid. Regarding right to repair, Duvall said, "Limiting who can work on a piece of machinery drives up costs and increases downtime. Ensuring farmers have the ability to perform cost-effective repairs on their own equipment will keep America's farms running and financially sustainable." The deadline to apply for Farm Bureau's Ag Innovation Challenge is August 20th. Emma Larson, AFBF Assistant Director of Industry Relations, explained recently that the challenge offers a unique opportunity for rural entrepreneurs. Larson said the Ag Innovation Challenge provides entrepreneurs across the nation the exposure at a national level for our convention in January, the ability to network with agribusinesses, the rural business investment community within the USDA. "We're really excited to offer them those opportunities in addition to the funds that they can invest into their businesses, into their communities, scale up, and really make an impact." Farm Bureau will award a total of $165,000 in startup funds to 10 businesses through the challenge. Apply and learn more at fb.org/challenge. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.